Hi folks, it's Jack, and it's Monday night, about 11:30, roughly. And I'm doing this audio post here. It's going to be a little bit different. It's going to be part of my post for Just Right. And if you haven't participated in Just Right, it's a really nice writing exercise, sort of a group I'm a part of from Heather's blog, The Extraordinary Ordinary. So you'll find more information about it, but this is going to be the 26th installment, and I think I've done it every time, or maybe I missed one or two. But it's all about free writing and just kind of letting your mind go where it will. So tonight, I decided, like I said, to begin by just sharing a few thoughts, audio wise, and then I'll write some more, and we'll see where it goes. And maybe people like it, maybe they won't. That's all right with me. I write for me first, then for you. So I'm stressed out right now about middle school. I'm trying not to be, but I really am. My kids have gone to private school their entire lives. I was a public school kid, by the way, and my son is finishing fifth grade. And middle school here starts in sixth grade. And he's gone to a school for his entire life. Forget the fact that it's a religious school, because that's sort of immaterial to me. But it's been a very nice private school. It's got about 250 kids. And I'm not. I sold my house last year in part because I wanted to have more options for middle schools, because I didn't like the options I had in the old location. There's also good chance that work will require that I move, but that's sort of a related but separate issue. And education is just huge. It's way too important. You can have a lot of things taken from you in life, but they can't take your education. So, God forbid you don't suffer some, like a brain tumor or Alzheimer's or some sort of extraordinary thing like that. You always have your education, and if you have a good education, it means you always have a fighting chance to make your situation better. It may be a very good situation to begin with, it may not be, but that's a whole separate issue. So I'm really wrestling with what to do, because in theory, I could continue sending him to the school he's at. It only goes through sixth grade. There are two issues with that I'm wrestling with, three really. One is, it's a boatload of money. It's an enormous amount. And that's quite a commitment. I have his bar mitzvah next year, and while I'm not going to make it the most spectacular end-all be-all parties, because I don't believe in that, he does deserve something. So I want to be able to do something special there. But I also wonder if there's not a better time to have him transfer schools in sixth grade with a lot of the other kids who are starting, and especially if he's going to end up at a public school that in theory could be 4 or 5 times the size of his current school, if not bigger. So there's going to be a relatively dramatic change. Also related to reasons like I'd like to keep him there, I like the idea of finishing what we started. I like the idea of him being able to finally do what all the other kids, the big kids at his school did. And they've got a whole special program for sixth graders. It's really very cool. And it's just sort of, it's lying there. There's no handbook for being a parent. They never give you a book day or a roadmap, and I never really asked for one. And as if you're one of the 17 longtime readers, I take the road less traveled anyhow. But there are moments where I think that I could pick an easier way to do things, and it wouldn't kill me to do that, but I'm always I'm good at picking the hard way, and I'm good at storms follow where I walk. I'm pretty good at finding the eye of the storm and protecting myself and those I care about. But I'm ready for something easy for a little while. Fewer choices, fewer challenges. Not fewer choices, more choices, fewer challenges that are feel as large as they are. Although at the moment I feel pretty good, but that's because I played 2 hours of basketball tonight, so I was in dire need. Anyhow, please read the text that comes beneath this, and I will see you there. I'm Jack, you're not. Be thankful for that, and I'll see you around cyberspace.